This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. As always, you can take control of the airwaves. The number for you is 603-283-6160. We'll take your calls about anything that happens to be on your mind. If you want to join us.
Sorry, late boss. I was doing drugs.
Had you not said that, no one would have known.
But now nobody knows.
Except those watching on the cam feed, because they could obviously see the studio. I imagine you were still out at the hangout this evening. Yeah, you are late, dude. It's okay.
I am late. Okay. I was actually thinking I was coming in at the end of a segment.
Nope.
I'm not actually bad. I'm only like 2 minutes late.
You were still in the intro music, so.
Oh, okay. I see. I thought that was extra music.
And you beat Penguin here.
I beat the Penguin.
It's really unusual.
It's true. He's usually very punctual.
Indeed. There's a story that Richie Rich actually shared in our host's chat room that I thought was outrageously titled, and I wanted to share that here tonight. It is titled and is written in the Stamford Advocate, stamfordadvocate.com's, actually it's from the Washington Post, correction, they're just syndicating it, Petula Dvorak writing, "For some, wearing a mask is liberating."
Well, bank robbers have been doing that for years.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and it does keep some of them out of prison. You know, which I can see actually how that could be. Like, I always liked, when I was a kid, mm-hmm. like being like out downtown at night and that anonymity. Of just, you're passing through people, you're passing around them, but they're not really seeing you. They don't know who you are. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just another person walking down the street. And I liked that kind of anonymity. Mm-hmm. So I can see how wearing a mask might be attractive. I mean, if I wasn't so damn good looking, you know, I'd consider it.
By the way, welcome, Chris.
Hey, Penguin!
Hey, and Nobody and Chris here in the studio tonight. We were actually just at a local restaurant here in town, a local pho noodle place called Pho Keen Great.
And, it is fucking great.
Yeah, and we did witness, I don't know if you guys noticed it, but we did witness a customer who said something to the manager about... Our masks not required in here, and I think the owner replied something to the effect of,
"I like breathing."
It was even funnier than that. She said, "Are you anti-mask?" That was the way she phrased it.
And the owner
said, "If somebody asked me, 'Are you anti-mask?' I'd say, 'Nah, man, you can wear a mask if you want to. I don't care.'"
It's humorous because the owner replied saying something like, "I'm pro-breathing."
Yeah. And then the woman got up and said she was leaving.
Which was kind of funny because she didn't say no to the mask, to being anti-mask. She simply said, mm-hmm. she actually, you know, tried to kind of sort of gloss over, you know, over that question a little bit by saying, you know, "I'm pro-breathing," mm-hmm. But also still saying at the same time.
I told her in Keene, because there's so many liberals, the thing to say is I'm pro-choice.
That would have been funny.
It's your body, your choice.
My body, my choice. And that's the thing. Other people can do their thing, and I don't care.
Yeah.
I just want to have a place where I can do my thing, where I can be comfortable. Because what scares the hell out of me isn't COVID. It's tyranny.
No doubt.
Yeah. And she doesn't even seem like she's anti-mask, really. A lot of people who say they're
anti-mask
are not really
people telling her what to do.
And I think a lot of people who, you know, would say they're anti-mask are not anti-mask so much as they're just anti, you know, people telling you what to do, you know, especially
she
government.
She doesn't tell her customers to take a mask off.
Right.
She doesn't even tell her employees. If the employees want to wear one, they can too.
Yeah. And, you know, when people rip on people for wearing masks, which I have heard, I must admit I've heard it from Aaron a couple of times. But,
me? No. I would never
yes.
do that. No,
but,
I don't think so. I've
yeah,
never ripped on somebody.
There have been...
No. No, you might be confusing me with Andy, who said he was walking down the street today yelling at people.
Wearing
a mask. I've never told somebody
I think
to
he was
mask.
Drunk.
He might have been.
Andy was definitely drunk. He said so himself.
Yeah.
But Andy is definitely
yeah,
the most...
Yeah, that's not the way to do it. But the thing is, it's people's mental health is deteriorating predictably under these circumstances. So I expect the crazy to get thicker and thicker as time goes on, because, you know, it's right around the year mark in jail that you really start going nuts.
And it's been about a year
now.
It's
been almost a year. We just, the funny thing is we were going to have a party for the birthday of 2 weeks to flatten the curve, but the person who was throwing the party, who shall remain nameless, had to cancel it because she thought she was a virus risk.
Was she?
Well, the thing is, in a way, yes. Apparently, she had gone to the doctor, okay, and the doctor had said, I'm not going to treat you unless you take the vaccine.
Oh, my
and
God.
And so she took the vaccine.
Why didn't she find another doctor?
I can't imagine. Yes. She must have been in a hurry. I mean, if we've got to get some good medical professionals to be up here and stay up here so this doesn't happen to more people.
Wow.
But that's why she's a virus risk, is because she got forced to take this experimental vaccine.
Yeah.
And that's unconscionable.
Well, there's some pretty interesting news. We'll get to the story about claiming that mask wearing is liberating for some. We'll get into that here in a moment.
Well, it's liberating if you want to. I just don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, hey, whatever floats your boat. I mean, but it's I still want to hear what these people have to say about why they find a something that is by definition restrictive liberating.
Well, I mean, the thing is, we have a certain assessment of the math and the risks, okay? And, you know, it's not completely irrational to have a different assessment, especially if you're under, if you're operating under different assumptions.
Mm-hmm. Like the assumption that the government is honest and that you can trust the medical
establishment. Exactly. If you trust different people, it's not irrelevant or it's not irrational to be...
I'm going to say it's irrational to trust the government.
Well,
that might be.
I would tend to agree
all
with
all the
you,
evidence suggests that they are dishonest in almost everything they do.
I think there is another perspective
again,
here that may have
everybody else on, is just as convinced that their political corrections are their political convictions are correct.
It's not political.
And, well, it sure it is.
It's just observation. The government lies, and they do it over and over again. It doesn't matter which political party's in charge.
Well, no, it doesn't matter which political party is in charge, but it does matter if there's a government.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
so
they still lie. It doesn't
matter.
That's
a political issue.
I don't agree. There's no second side.
Whether or not
to this.
You're going to have politics is by definition a political.
Is there another side to the issue of the government is a liar? Because there really isn't.
Well, no, there's, I mean, obviously,
I mean, there's deniers.
I think that the government has admitted to lying, on a regular
right.
basis.
And there's all the other times where they haven't admitted to it, but they are lying.
Yeah. And I think they lie a lot more than they've admitted. But, you know, you gotta remember, they're guarding all the doors and they're holding all the keys. The FCC has all the radio licenses.
Well, there's a little bit of good news.
The FCC has all of the TV licenses.
Yes. Speaking of guarded doors, the federal courthouse has been set ablaze, apparently.
Which one?
Yeehaw! In Portland, Oregon.
Nice.
Wow.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves. Well, so we can talk
hope
about
nobody was hurt.
All of those things
of course.
Here. and your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can also join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to get the basics. basics on Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general. If you haven't taken the time to learn those things, head over, click on Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. Again, that's Bitcoin.com. Plus, you can get the latest news headlines if you go to news.bitcoin.com. We can talk more about the fire that was set. It's not currently on fire. I don't think it was a particularly significant fire, but apparently somebody did set fire at
Was the roof on fire?
I don't think it got that far, unfortunately. In downtown Portland, the U.S. federal courthouse will tell you more about
federal.
That.
Federal, right? Secession?
Yeah, I don't think that's what the people there have in mind, but nonetheless, I still support.
Well, they kind of seceded once. Isn't that the town where they had?
I thought that was Seattle.
Okay, yeah, you're right. No, they tried to do an autonomous zone.
They did, and it failed.
It failed there. Okay, yeah, you're right. But, you know, if at first you don't secede, try again.
StanfordAdvocate.com writing, a year into the pandemic, a lot has changed, and we're reminded of that every time we go outside. And then in parentheses they add, if we go outside. You can tell who this is written for.
Masks. I go outside. I like it
outside.
Join
the traditional don't leave home without them trifecta of keys, wallets, and phones, and they're here to stay. There are folks who hate them, who can't breathe through them, or who think they're a sign of political oppression, but for others, the widespread use of masks has made the past year one of liberation.
My late wife used to say, do you have your testicles, your spectacles, your wallet, and your watch?
Mm-hmm. With a mask, you can sing in the grocery store, talk to yourself on a walk, grimace in the gym, leave the spinach in your teeth, have coffee breath, forget lipstick, and no one is the wiser.
Oh, groovy. I can fall apart. That's just what I always wanted. I can become a degenerate. I never thought of that.
Oh, the savings on Altoids and L'Oreal this past year, the author says. Folks on social media write little odes to the masked life. Quote, I love wearing a mask. I want to do this forever. It has helped my social anxiety so much, said one.
Well, and that's groovy. I can see how that could be. And if you want to wear a mask for the rest of your life, I am completely cool with that. You know, sometimes I want to put on a Guy Fawkes mask just to irritate people. And sometimes I do.
Yeah, it is their right. It's their face, and they can do whatever they want. But unfortunately,
if I do it, I'm going to do it with style. I'm going to get like a gorilla mask or Guy Fawkes.
But unfortunately, you know, if this really does become a constant thing done by the supermajority of people, I really believe that there's some damage that will be done mentally, especially to young people who would be growing up without being able to see people's faces.
The thing is, if the society you're in goes insane, the thing to do is to withdraw, okay?
To
form. My goal when I started a church, the reason that I started a church was I want to eventually have a piece of land where my little tribe can be as free as the Amish are, which is pretty bloody free. They don't want to vaccinate, they don't vaccinate. They don't want to pay Social Security, they don't pay Social Security. There's something, I'm kind of a libertarian separatist in that way, I don't mind circling the wagons into a couple hundred acres if on that couple hundred acres I can actually be free.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
And that's something you're working on, I think, behind the scenes right now.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get there. I mean, the thing is, nobody's crazy enough to do what I plan to do,
And your name is nobody.
My name is nobody. And the thing is, I think that if we shuck and jive just right, and we have a big enough pot of gold to attract the lawyers that we need, I think we can achieve a significant degree of liberty in our
Well, if you have enough people,
lifetime.
You don't need lawyers.
Well, if you still need lawyers, yeah. If you don't want to have a shooting war with the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to have a shooting war with the bad guys.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's what I'm trying to avoid.
I'm glad
but
to hear that.
But the thing is, the way to avoid that is to have enough money that you can pay enough lawyers
mm-hmm.
that they can keep they can maintain a campaign of shock and awe against the other side, and there
you
are
mean the government.
Against the government, but do it in a legal way. Do it like the Satanists do. The Satanists are winning a lot of battles. Now, they don't want exactly the same things that I want,
mm-hmm.
but that's okay. They've shown how to travel. Picking a direction is up to us.
You might want to contact them and find out who their attorney is.
Well, that's exactly what I plan to do.
Mm-hmm.
But before I do that, I want to have $50K that I can give him as a retainer so mm-hmm. that I can start using his time when I'm in the planning stage mm-hmm. of this thing. Just like Rosa Parks sat down with ACLU lawyers and she planned out exactly what she was going to do
right.
in order to build the perfect case. And that's one of the mistakes that we've been making, I think, with our activism is we don't talk to the attorney until after we've been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
But what's better than getting arrested is...
Well, being left alone is better.
Well, it's better to be left alone, but that, for the moment, is out of reach. But that's the promised land. That's where I'm trying mm-hmm. to take this thing. But we're going to have to go through a fighting and winning stage
yeah.
in order for that to happen.
Well,
until they
things.
Get so sick of us that they either kill us or leave us alone.
See, I think that we've already been winning, even when we've so-called lost, battles. Because sometimes it's not about, it's about the fight. And the publicity and the people coming. And we have that. We
it's
have people coming.
It's about sustainability also, though. Because basically, my encounter with the law almost took me out of the game. Okay? It almost took me out of the game. If I hadn't fought like hell to stay in it, I would have had to go home or something. I would have had to go someplace else. It almost destroyed me.
603-283-6160. Hold that thought. We can continue here in moments. Is it time for people to separate who can't get along? I think I agree with that much, at least. I think Liberty people need to get to New Hampshire, but there's more on the way. It's free yeah. life.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden took a victory lap on Friday with Democrats who crafted the party's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, saying the massive law can fundamentally shift how the public views the notion of trickle-down economics.
What you shepherded through the Congress not only meets the moment, it does even more. It's historical, and they call it transformational, and it really is.
The city of Minneapolis is reaching a $27 million settlement with the family of George Floyd.
It is my great honor to announce George Floyd's family, our legal team, and the city of Minneapolis and its leaders have settled the civil lawsuit in the death of George Floyd.
Floyd family attorney Benjamin Crump confirming the amount. This is USA Radio News. A group of New York Democrats in the House is calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign following six allegations of inappropriate sexual behavior. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler saying the repeated accusations have made it impossible for Cuomo to continue as governor. Other New York Democrats said all the accusations have been alarming. President Biden says the United States is committed to working with its partners in the Indo-Pacific region and all of its allies to achieve stability in the region.
It's a purpose that I think we all are concerned about. A free and open Indo-Pacific is essential to each of our futures, our countries.
Speaking at a virtual meeting with the prime ministers of India, Australia, and Japan, Biden explained they're launching an ambitious new joint partnership that's going to boost COVID vaccine manufacturing for the global benefit and strengthen vaccinations to benefit the entire region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and if you want to join us here, you can do that. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In studio tonight, you've got Ian and Chris.
And nobody.
And we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Coming up, we'll tell you about what happened at the Portland courthouse. Apparently, it was set on fire, but I don't know for how long it was set on fire. I'm not seeing any significant destruction here.
The beautiful thing about a dancing bear, though, isn't how well it dances. It's that it dances at all.
That's true. And so, of course, you can bring up what you want. Plus, another story here that we just barely got started on, that some people are saying wearing a mask is liberating for them. But we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. First, we've got a viewer on YouTube.
There's a lot of bank robbers wouldn't be walking the street today if they hadn't worn a mask. It was certainly liberating for them.
We go to Matthew in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, you said that nobody was hurt in the fire, right?
I don't think it really actually did much damage to the building.
No, I just laughed about it later.
I was calling to make sure that nobody was okay.
Nobody's here.
Oh, yes. Nobody's fine.
Oh, great, great. But what I wanted to also talk about, I think a silver lining of this COVID thing, you know how, like, the outrageous government stuff has made more people question government than ever before?
That's true.
Oh, yeah. It's pushed me over the edge.
I feel like this... if these experimental vaccination and stuff, if that stuff goes really badly and there's a lot of bad outcomes, I feel like a silver lining could be more people are going to question the doctor-patient relationship than ever before, and what their doctor's recommending for them, and that could have some real positives in the future.
This is an important lesson for people to learn, because these are the quacks who claim that oxycodone is safe, but weed has no medical value. Moron.
Matthew, anything else you want to share?
That was it.
Thank you so much. I definitely appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So we had started up a story here. We'll get to the federal courthouse in a moment, but the Washington Post, Petula Dvorak writing, interviewing people and getting social media posts from people who love wearing a mask. One lady says she wants to do it forever. She loves wearing a mask. She says it has helped my social anxiety so much. Mm-hmm. Another person said, wearing a mask is really letting me be ugly in peace. I love it here, said the person. One librarian, much loved by local kids on the West Coast, said she loves being able to go do errands without being recognized by her tiny fans. Amid half a million lives lost, financial ruin, and social devastation that the coronavirus has wrought. By the way, it wasn't the coronavirus that did those things.
And it wasn't nearly half a million.
Yeah. Because they've just labeled all kinds of things COVID that probably weren't.
They lie, lie, lie.
There are teeny tiny glimmers of good things this cruel virus has left us. The normalized use of masks is one of them, says this propaganda piece. Donna Bauer, who is a Twitter maven in Orlando, Florida, writes, I don't think I could ever go back to not wearing a mask. I like not catching colds, not wearing makeup, and not being noticed, she said. Mm-hmm. So even vaccinated and with herd immunity, I'm still going to be hiding behind it.
Well, clearly, if that makes her happy, more power to her.
It's a familiar sentiment as we mark a year into a global pandemic. She says, the author says, my 16-year-old son made me think about this. Yes, he's a teen who comes with all the familiar afflictions of his gender and age, that misanthropic streak that makes him roll his eyes when I'm chit-chatting with store clerks. He's a polite and well-spoken kid when he has to be, but I didn't consider that social graces aren't easy for him. Quote, I want to keep wearing a mask after this is over, he told me. I can just go and do my thing, and I don't have to interact with people. It's liberating, he said.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, there's a reason that I start working at 10 o'clock at night and stop in the morning. I mean,
what's the reason?
Well, my CEO of my company, when I was at Masterlink, called me up one day at 3 o'clock in the morning when I was working, and he said, Rich, why the hell do I have to call you at 3 o'clock in the morning to get you on the phone? And I said, because I know you're not going to call me at 3 o'clock in the morning and waste my time.
You know, I'm not quite sure that's the same circumstance, but... It's a funny story.
I'm an introvert.
And it's very true,
in
I'm
my
sure.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I used to say crazy stuff. They were I was having it out with him in a design meeting one night about and the architecture they were advising just could not be implemented. And I said, if you want it done wrong, I can give you the phone numbers of people who will do it wrong beyond your wildest dreams, but I'm not going to do it that way.
So, you know, as Sir Kenosha Kyle points out in our chat room over on our Matrix chat server, he says, it's just like we said, these mask holes are ugly and people who can't function in society.
But, you know, a lot of people are both of those things, and they've got a right to exist and be happy to the best of their ability, too.
You know, it sounds just so much of a stretch. You know, what's being said. I mean, that you're so ugly that, like, you, I don't know. I mean, maybe that one could be true, but the other one of, like, social anxiety kind of deal, like,
well,
that just seems,
those people. But there's a truth behind what's being said, regardless of the details, which is that these people have low self-esteem for whatever reason, and it hurts them to be around people. And if I had sensitive skin, I'd wear sunscreen.
I don't know. I'm just a little skeptical that the mask is going to, you know, solve somebody's social anxiety.
They're claiming it does.
They're going out.
Well, I mean,
I'm sorry, but like the examples they were giving and
some
such.
Some people juggle geese.
I don't know. I'm a little skeptical on that one. Like a 16-year-old boy, like especially a 16-year-old boy. Like I don't know. I just
you didn't want to hide when you were 16.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that. Like I.
I felt it when Hamlet said, oh, that this solid flesh would melt, form, and resolve itself into a dew.
I understand not wanting to go out. Like, I totally get that. But, you know, once you go out, it's not like you need to cover your mask. It's the social interaction.
But some people feel more comfortable that way. And that's their right.
It's their right.
You have the right to be as
weird
as you want to.
It just seems to be like the story might be a little bit fabricated.
Well, no, I don't think it's fabricated.
Maybe it is, but who the hell cares?
I mean, that's
if they're comfortable, don't worry, be happy.
That's what this kid said. Well, that's the thing. Nobody,
it's when you start busting my balls, because that's not how I want. Not all of them do. Some of them do. Somebody with severe social anxiety probably doesn't have the courage to bust my balls. Have you met me?
Well, but that's the thing. What they're admitting, what this guy's admitting here, the son of this author,
is that he's socially awkward, and he walks around the world feeling like he doesn't fit in. Who hasn't felt that way?
I mean, I feel like that when we're walking around here and we're in the minority. We're the people who aren't wearing masks. I was just in Walmart today, and it was total compliance with the exception of me and Bonnie walking through the store. But what's interesting about what he's saying here is that he feels as though when he's wearing a mask that he's less likely to have interactions with people.
Yes.
So that is an admission.
There might be some truth to that.
That's an admission that these masks are making people less likely to socialize. They're taking away, again, because when you have interactions with people, it's usually because they're smiling, right?
You
want to go up to a person who's smiling, looking friendly, whether it's in a store or wherever. 603-283-6160. So we got that more coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from BioTech.Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in here and join us. The number that's not 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I should stop saying that in, like, you know, another 5 years.
It's so hilarious that you're still saying it.
It's
and
funny, isn't it?
I
haven't done it in quite a while, though.
Yeah, but, you know, it's really hard when you've said something for, like, 10 yeah. years or whatever to stop saying it, you know, especially when it's every day, every night. Yep.
603-283-6160 is the number here. We're going to get back into people saying that wearing a mask is liberating, they claim. We'll share more about that with you here. It's Ian, Chris, and nobody in the studio. And also want to make sure you know about the Free Talk Live AMP program. Want to thank the Freeman for contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations to expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because people need to hear them more, I think, than they ever have. Go to ampamp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there with PayPal, credit card, debit card, or even Bitcoin BTC. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We go to Mike in Wisconsin. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. I just bought some Bitcoin.
Congrats.
Yeah, go me.
Sweet.
Yep. But I wanted to talk about my job.
I
got canceled a little bit. I got a 90-day suspension on my lead position. I'm in charge of people. And I asked the girl out to go have a steak dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little later on, I brought up the story about this child in California with three dads. And now I'm on a 90-day work suspension.
Okay, hold on a second. How did you asking a girl out and bringing up a story while on a date result in you being suspended? Was the girl a coworker?
She was a coworker, okay. And I'm her.
Fish on the company pier.
Is that why they suspended you? Because you took somebody out on a date in general, or because
she refused the date and she didn't? She agreed to it, and then she like turned it down later. And I brought up this story later on about the kid in California with three dads, and I got talked to tonight, about being homophobic.
Hmm.
Oof.
What kind of job? What kind of work is this?
Days, I got a,
what's the industry?
Oh, I'm a solder. I'm a wire harness technician.
Okay, okay.
I work in a factory, basically.
Huh. Could you install a ham radio in a car?
Oh, I wish. I would love to learn that knowledge.
Okay.
But no, I just
well, if
I
you learn, I've
mostly.
Got one that needs to go in.
Okay, he's in Wisconsin, dude. I don't think he's going to come all the way
come
out
come on
here.
Out, man.
Hey, I would love to come out there someday. You know,
do
real
it.
Soon, I'm thinking. I'll come out there. Love to meet you, nobody.
So, Mike, just to clarify, you got you haven't been suspended, or you are suspended. I'm sorry. What's the current status at work?
Not technically not suspended, but I was a team lead. Not for another 90 days. I got shut up. Put my headphones in and work hard, and I'll be lead. So
wait, you were going to be promoted to team lead, or you were?
Oh, I have been for a year.
And
so
then they demoted you? Hold on, they demoted you from team lead?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, 90 days, shut the hell up, shut up, and you'll still be lead.
I see. Wow.
So what's the deal with the guy with the three dads? Who cares?
A little kid in California who's got three dads, that doesn't seem right to me. Three dads.
Yeah. Isn't there a movie about that?
I mean, is there...
Maybe.
Is there such a thing as having too many people that love you?
Ooh, you got me.
Yeah.
You know, it's generally a bad idea to go out with your coworkers, especially if you are in a management position and they're beneath you. It usually doesn't go very well, from what I understand. I have not done this myself, but I've heard, you know, enough stories, and that's another one.
I've done it, just not on jobs I liked.
Where you didn't care if you lost the job, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes a girl's better than a job.
There you go. Mike, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 603-283-6160.
Not your
Renee. Not my Renee. Oh, wow. 603-283-6160. So we were talking about people who feel like they are liberated. That's the actual word that the son of the author that wrote the story over at the Washington Post, the author's name is Petula Dvorak. He says that he wants to keep wearing a mask after this is over. He says, I can just go and do my thing, and I don't have to interact with people. It's liberating. And so the suggestion there is that by wearing a mask, he feels as though he gets fewer interactions with the people who are around him. Maybe somebody will be less likely to say hello to him as he's walking down the street. Maybe somebody at a store will be less likely to offer to help him if he's, you know, standing in an aisle looking for a thing or whatever. And those are actual results that I can see being the case from people wearing masks. I've walked through the store aisles at a Walmart. And I had the intention on one day in particular, you know, it was a relatively empty day in the store as far as customers were concerned. The store staff was stocking shelves and things like that. And so I made a point of saying hello and making eye contact, or trying to make eye contact with the store employees. Now,
some of them don't want to.
Yeah. Well, at a retail store, they're supposed to, right? So, like, when when you're at a retail store, it's actually supposed to be the job of the clerk to say hello to the customers.
I hated that, though.
Okay,
I mean,
it's not the job for you.
It probably depends on the store. There's certain stores that have the opposite, like, policies and things of that, because it's
well, I don't know
efficient.
I don't know what the policy is at Walmart.
Right.
When I was working in retail in the 1990s at Kmart, which is similar enough, they had the policy that, you know, if you were doing your thing out on the floor, the sales floor or whatever, and a customer is in the near vicinity to you, you should go over to them and ask them if they need help. That's a good thing to do. I would be shocked if a store had a policy against that.
Well, the reason some stores would is because two reasons. The first is, like, if I'm walking through a store and somebody's, you know, welcome to Costco, I love you, that just irritates me.
Sure.
Because he doesn't. And he doesn't, you know, unless it's somebody who actually seems to be, like, sincere, then I just want him to do his thing if he doesn't want to talk to me because I'm probably writing a computer program.
Well, the way you normally handle that, nobody, is you simply say, I'm fine, thanks. And then you go out, you do your thing.
But maybe wearing a mask is an abbreviated form of that.
That's the point here.
And it's just fine.
Do we really need stickers to say I'm autistic?
I mean, seriously. Apparently a mask is enough now.
Necessarily autistic.
The reason why you want to ask customers if they're looking for something or if there's something you can help them with is because some people are anxious socially, and being able to give them the opportunity to ask, because it's more difficult for somebody in a anxiety position or whatever to come up to an employee than it is to have the employee come up to them. So, I mean, there are reasons why. They've done studies on this, right? Like, they don't just create a policy like this because it doesn't work.
Nothing is one size
I understand
fits
that.
All. I'm
but the
weird.
Only way you know as a employee of a store if a customer doesn't need help is if they tell you. You have to go up and ask.
Well, that's true, but maybe they can tell you that by wearing a mask.
I understand what you're saying, nobody. I'm explaining to you why it is that this is happening and what's happening.
I'm explaining to you that studies can tell you what the majority's tastes are. But that's the majority. Right. There are also minorities. There are people who don't want to be bothered.
I understand that.
And at the end of the day, the whole reason they do the opposite is not because of either of these things. It has to do with the fact that the more people they have on the, in the store, helping customers, the more the costs go up because labor is expensive. So if you don't have your employees do that, like think Aldi, prices get lower and then they compete on that basis. So it's the same reason that you put a coin in order to get out the cart if you've ever been into an Aldi.
Oh, yeah.
And then they give you that coin back, I believe.
Costco, BJ's Warehouse. Now, there are people there that talk to you, but they're all giving you samples of something that they want you to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing it as a profit center. They're not there to, to make happy banter with you.
The whole point I brought this up was because employees are not doing that now. They are basically doing their thing, and you have to get their attention, and it's even hard to get them to say hello to you. And I think that this masking is dehumanizing people. It's disconnecting people. People like this who are incredibly socially anxious or whatever, they're loving. They're in high heaven on this. But I think ultimately it's doing a lot of damage to society. Your thoughts are welcome.
I think everybody has to human in their own way.
603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is next.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.